T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Kobach will remove himself from vote counting in gubernatorial primary. We've got the story.
Fire removes more joy from Wichita's joyland. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wildfires still causing big problems in California. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A trough of low pressure moving in from the north will trigger a few thunderstorms later on this afternoon. We'll talk about when to expect those coming up.
A woman was shot in South Wichita Thursday afternoon in the 100 block of West Mount Vernon. Police say the woman had been shot twice. Her injuries were at first described as critical and then later as non-life-threatening. Police reported no suspect in custody immediately after that shooting.
A fire at Wichita's Joyland Amusement Park grounds destroyed an abandoned, iconic structure.
The fire broke out early Thursday morning in the Wacky Shack. There were no injuries. Wichita City Councilmember James Clendenin tells KSN News the city has attempted to do something about the deteriorating structures, but they are on private property.
The city has had cases, environmental court cases in the past on it. It has a kind of a colorful history there. There have been many people that are interested in buying the property, and it just hasn't worked out for one reason or the other.
Officials say they're still attempting to find someone to develop the property. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says he will remove himself from the further counting of votes in his tight Republican primary race with Governor Jeff Collier. But he says his move will be symbolic. Collier demanded that Kobach stop advising county election officials, facing questions from CNN host Chris Cuomo. Kobach said Collier wants him to remove himself from further counting, so I will.
Three women were arrested after a disturbance in North Wichita. On Wednesday morning, police responded outside the Family Dollar store at 13th and Grove.
When officers arrived, they made contact with a 26-year-old female. She reported being physically battered by a 23-year-old female who is a known acquaintance. The victim also reported a 27-year-old female pointing a handgun at her during this disturbance.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspects were located nearby. The woman with the gun was arrested for aggravated assault. A 23-year-old woman and a 22-year-old woman were booked into jail on outstanding arrest warrants. And the younger woman also faces a charge of marijuana possession.
Aircraft turned hillsides red with retardant as homeowners wet their houses with garden hoses in a battle to contain an arson fire in California, which prompted evacuation orders for more than 20,000 people south of Los Angeles. Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency Thursday night for Orange and Riverside counties as a four-day-old fire spread along ridges and hillsides of the Cleveland National Forest.
Vice President Pence laying out his case for the creation of a space force. What will it cost taxpayers?
The Deputy Secretary of Defense says the department has not yet made an estimate for what Space Force will cost. Patrick Shanahan spoke to reporters late Thursday afternoon, hours after the Vice President spoke at the Pentagon. Shanahan says he will not have a cost estimate until November. A year ago, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis opposed the creation of Space Force as a separate branch of the military. Asked what changed, Mattis's deputy said getting a bigger budget to address the growing threat from Russia and China. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Congressional approval is required to start a new branch of the armed forces.
A 7-year-old Independence, Missouri boy is in a hospital, his face nearly unrecognizable, after an 8-year-old neighbor set him on fire. Ashley Love is the injured boy's mother.
I had received a call when I got to court that my son was being rushed to Children's Mercy from a child drowning my son in fingernail polish remover and lit him on fire on purpose.
Independence police say they are investigating. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Preseason opener is in the book for the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk about that. And we're down to the final four teams at the National Baseball Congress World Series. We will discuss coming up in sports.
Samsung is releasing information about its newest technology. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Samsung is releasing information about its newest technology.
Fans converging in Brooklyn to check out Samsung's latest offering, the Galaxy Note 9. It's not cheap. It starts at $1,000, but you get faster processing, more memory, and a Bluetooth pen. Not only did they announce a new phone offering, but they also announced a rebranding of its wearable, now called the Galaxy Watch. But the announcement that got the tech world going crazy today is the announcement and the tease of a home speaker that will be available in November, just in time for Christmas. And that means that Samsung is going head-to-head for space in your home against Google and Amazon. In Brooklyn, Susan Lee for Fox News.
Want to keep your car from getting stolen? Well, forget about fancy alarm systems.
First, you'll have to learn to drive a manual transmission, but then your odds of losing your car to thieves goes way down. That's what happened in Bethesda, Maryland, where cops say two guys tried to carjack a car, but when one of them got behind the wheel, he learned to his dismay that it was a stick shift, which he didn't know how to drive. So instead of driving away with the man's car, they ran away on foot. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Starkey was founded in Wichita in 1930. Director of Communications Jamie Reed tells KNSS News Starkey serves more than 500 people with disabilities in the Wichita area.
And we do that through a variety of programs. We have employment programs, life enrichment, case management. We have a large residential program in Wichita. And we provide those supports 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Jamie Reed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Seeing quite a bit of traffic right now on East Kellogg, and this is right around Rock Road area, so watch for traffic slowdowns and heavy traffic there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve.
You know, last evening looking around, it looked like some thunder clouds were building up around town, different places, but I guess nothing ever happened here in Wichita. Was there any rain last night anywhere here in South Central Kansas?
Yeah, there was actually officially only a trace of rain, and that thunderstorm that you mentioned, it was actually mainly north Wichita. Yeah. Of course, the rain has to fall at Eisenhower Airport for it to officially be recorded.
Right.
But yeah, those thunderstorms, especially the one in north Wichita, it was pretty crazy. Bubbled up, and then it rained for about 5 or 10 minutes, and it was gone. Mm. You know, just that summertime pattern that we're in right now.
And you're looking at, are we keeping 10% in for today in your forecast then?
Yeah. I think we'll still have a chance for some spotty storms as we get ready to kick off the weekend, mainly during the afternoon hours. Currently, there's a few showers, rumbles of thunder all the way out towards northwest Kansas. Maybe a random pop-up shower this morning, similar to what we saw happen yesterday morning around this time. But other than that, I think that better rain chance will be during the afternoon. And it's going to be hit or miss.
Yeah.
So Wichita may stay dry while somebody else gets a downpour. I heard somebody picked up about 0.6 inch yesterday.
Ooh, wow. Okay. That's good. Listen, So what's our forecast as we head into the weekend here then?
Okay, yeah, not too bad of a start to the weekend today. Mostly sunny to a partly cloudy sky. 10% chance for that shower or storm, mainly during the afternoon into the evening hours. Any storms that are still up and still going, they'll quickly fizzle out, fall apart as the sun goes down, and then skies are going to clear right back out. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, maybe some fair weather clouds developing in the afternoon, but I don't expect those clouds to develop into showers or storms. Should be pretty dry all day. High of 92. Oh, and I forgot to mention, high of 94 today. So we're definitely still in the dog days of summer. It's going to feel like it today.
Okay, what do we got right now?
Yeah, right now, not all that bad. 69 degrees, partly cloudy sky. Winds pretty calm. Dew point of 67. So once again, nice temperatures. Sky looking pretty nice as well. Still feeling a little bit humid out there. Visibility, no issues. 10 miles. If anybody's getting ready to head off to work, I don't think they'll have any travel troubles. Mother Nature being nice to us.
No travel troubles. Okay. Appreciate it, Ronnell. Thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams this morning. Not bad. Going to be kind of toasty again today, but not bad. Yesterday's high in Wichita was 94, which is what we're looking for today. And the record high for the date yesterday, 111. Of course, that's back in 1936 when we had a heck of a heat wave. Wow. Wow.
That's all I can say is wow.
Wow. No doubt about it.
Summer of 1936.
7:13 now, Steve and Ted. And
my gosh.
Today is, as we said, it's August 10th. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but the 11th of August is a date that's not seared into my brain, but I never forget the 11th day of August. Not since 1976. When I was a young man and I had been called, I was home. I had gone to my work day had been over at KEYN Radio, and I was at home. But I got a call, if I'm remembering this right, in the afternoon or midday, and I was heading someplace. There was a wreck or something I was going to, and all of a sudden, we had a sniper firing from the top of the Holiday Inn in downtown Wichita. So I veered over there onto Waco Street, had no idea what I was getting into, and got out of the car, and I could hear the shots, ran across the street behind a building there, and you know, like a block away, there's a Holiday Inn, and somebody's firing a gun up there. And finally, we got the all clear, and I was right there with an ambulance crew. We were behind a building, taking shelter, got the all clear, ran across there, and it was pandemonium in the street there below the Holiday Inn. Michael Soles had been up there on the 26th floor with a gun, a rifle, shooting people, the tallest building in Kansas, and it was like middle of the day, and there were people everywhere.
Pretty much lunchtime.
He just started picking them off. He killed three. Mm. He wounded eight. And frankly, it could have been a whole lot higher. But a few police officers, one of them, Mike Hill, who became sheriff, they rushed to get up there, got into the room next door, and they were able to go through the balcony. There's a balcony. They share balconies up there. They were able to go through it, and they fired and shot him in the legs and brought him down. But so that was on this on August 11th, 1976. Like I said, especially Mike Hill, who went on to be a sheriff's
right
for years, he never forgets about it, and I don't either. We kind of together on that. But that's tomorrow, the 11th.
What was the deal on Michael Soles?
They brought out a lot of psychological mumbo jumbo at the trial.
Okay,
which I won't go into. But yeah. Basically, if I don't know. Young man from, Sand Springs, Oklahoma.
He just messed up.
He just went goofy or something, and they never could prove insanity. So he's still in prison, and every now and then he comes up for parole, and they deny it. Just put
42 years later.
Rubber stamp on there, because I don't think the guy's ever going to get out of there. But, 1976. After they stopped shooting, I'll continue the narrative, then I'll get out of here and until next year. But after the shooting stopped, we went over there, and I did a couple of interviews. One of them was the sheriff at that time was Johnny Darr.
Yeah, Johnny Darr.
And he gave me, this thing hadn't been over a minute and a half, and he gave me accurate information on how many were shot and what was going on. He knew everything. And Johnny was perfect. So I run back to I do a couple of remotes, you know, if I'm in my car with my car radio, I do a couple of broadcast back live on the air about what's going on. And then I went back to the radio station. Of course, we were doing cut-ins. You know how these things go. And the phone started ringing. And it was people from radio stations all over the country. I wound up speaking with somebody in Australia. So it was one of those stories that once-in-a-lifetime stories. And, of course, we won awards for it and all that. But it was pretty scary for a little bit there. And a big day. Yeah, I hate to say it, but the thing that people probably remember Wichita for in the national media is things like this and BTK. We hope not, but, you know, these things happen. And it had not a happy ending, but we did get the guy, and he's in prison. So there you go.
Nope, certainly a day that many in Wichita will never forget.
Well, no, one of the people who was killed was a photographer
for the Eagle.
Well, yeah, he did. He was a contract guy.
Yeah.
He would film for Channel 3, and he did other photography work. His name was Joe Goulart.
Mm-hmm.
Joe had been painting his house, listening to the scanner, didn't even put his shoes on, I don't think. Jumped in his car, and he got right there in front of Century 2 in that drive there and got killed right there. Mm-hmm. Shot one of the bullets, got Joe. So my wife is, I don't know where she was at work or something, and she said she heard that a newsman had been shot. She thought it was me, so I had to call her and make sure she was okay. But it was an interesting day, Ted. It's once that happens to you once in a lifetime, and maybe you don't want it to happen.
No, but you do your best under those circumstances to...
Well, I mean, I was like 25 years right. old, and it taught me some things about, you know, keeping your cool in that situation, mm-hmm. which is...
Not easy to maintain.
The adrenaline is going, and keeping your cool and doing what you need to do.
And being safe
yeah.
through all that.
All right. It's 7:18, Steve and Ted. Let's cheer things up a little bit. Talk about sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Hey, we are, of course, KNSS, the radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we rolled about last night at Arrowhead, Ted.
Yeah, right? Got the first of four preseason games taken care of last night. The Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans up at Arrowhead Stadium last night, trying to get everybody some playing time and make sure nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that pretty much got accomplished. The Chiefs ended up losing to the Houston Texans 17-10 last night. The Chiefs only had one touchdown in the game that came late in the first half, pretty much with the second string guys on the field. Of course, you heard it last night here on KNSS.
Snap to Henning, throwing right for the end zone. And the pass is over the shoulder, caught! DeMarcus Robinson, touchdown! Kansas City, a 24-yard over-the-shoulder grab by D-Rob. The longest play of the night for Kansas City is a touchdown, a 24-yard touchdown. Henny to DeMarcus Robinson, who continues to improve, Kendall, at that wide receiver position.
I saw the video of that just a minute ago. That was a pretty play.
Yeah, good stuff.
Who threw that pass? Was that
Chad Henne?
Okay. The backup quarterback.
One of the backup quarterbacks.
It was pretty. It really was.
Yeah, the starting quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, only took 9 snaps last night, 5 for 7 passing for 33 yards. Nothing big, but no mistakes.
Yeah.
The Chiefs ended up 0 for 2 in the red zone. They did move the chains, 11 for 16 on third downs. We've talked about that with Mitch Holtis about wanting to make sure that gets done this year. However, the Chiefs' defense did hand Houston 5 first downs via penalty.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Well,
no. So nope.
That's early season
stuff. Yeah, there's some
there.
Things to circle and get better at. Yeah. And, of course, we'll discuss it all with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Our daily chat with Mitch 1 hour from now at about 8:15 this morning. So make sure you're here for that. The 84th National Baseball Congress World Series at Lawrence Dumont Stadium yesterday, day 14 of competition, the quarterfinals. 4 games, the winners advancing. And then we had 3 of the 4 games were run games. So they were close affairs yesterday. The San Antonio Angels beat the San Diego Waves 8-4. Santa Barbara Foresters beat the San Diego Stars 7-6. Both San Diego teams eliminated. The Wellington Heat over the Seattle Studs 4-3. Then in the late game last night, the JUCO National team beat the Colorado Cyclones 9-8. JUCO team was down 8-2 in the 7th inning, came back and won that game in a game that ended at 1:40 in the morning. So we're down to the Final 4, the semifinals, tonight at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. First up at 7 o'clock, you got the Santa Barbara Foresters and the San Antonio Angels. Late game at 9:30 p.m., the Wellington Heat and the JUCO National team. The two winners tonight will play Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the championship game. Tonight is College Night featuring $3 Natty Lights. Tomorrow night, of course, championship game. There is a post-World Series fireworks extravaganza tomorrow night, followed by an extra innings party on the field with the local band favorite Big Fat Fun. Tonight is College Night at the NBC World Series featuring $2 beers. Don't forget, if you want more information, you can go to NBCBaseball.com. That's the online source for information about the NBC World Series. The Party Pavilion is open tonight and tomorrow night. And on championship night tomorrow, it's also Educator Appreciation Night and Fan Appreciation Night. So, wrapping up this 84th edition of the National Baseball Congress World Series. The Wichita Wingnuts will spend the weekend in Cleburne, Texas, taking on the Railroaders, the first of a 4-game series tonight. Wingnuts are 2 games back for a playoff spot with 24 games to go in the season. Wingnuts are on a 3-game winning streak right now. The Kansas City Royals are home this weekend, hosting the St. Louis Cardinals at Kauffman Stadium tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. All those games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And in golf, the 100th PGA Championship is underway at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis. First round leader is Gary Woodland, the former Kansas Jayhawk. Six under par, 64 yesterday, your first round leader. He was at one over, seven holes in, and then he shot seven under on his final 11 holes.
Wow.
So he caught fire and just whoop, all the way to the first round top of the leaderboard, the former Jayhawk, Gary Woodland. And yeah, Steve, you are right, Belle Reve, the name of the golf course there in St. Louis. That is the same name as Blanche DuBois from Streetcar Named Desire and her family estate.
That she lost Belle Reve.
Yeah, lost. Different spelling, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Taxes and so forth. Yeah. She lost Belle Reve.
But yeah, Belle Reve is also referenced in Streetcar Named Desire. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
We need to ask Mitch Holtis an hour from now whether he knows what Belle Reve is. He'll know. Mitch is going to be with us 1 hour from now. Keep it here. 7:23 now. Keep it here for the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. A gender battle at Harvard. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Obviously not a Harvard man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.